From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. Harold Miller is known to travel the country preaching the gospel of healthcare payment reform, that is, changing the way we pay doctors and hospitals. Miller is also executive director of the National Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform. Two things he says go hand in hand. I spoke with Miller at a health policy summit here in Columbia.
The current payment system is such that doctors and hospitals actually lose money if they prevent infections and complications. They lose money if they help patients stay well and stay out of the hospital. And they don't make any money at all if the patients actually do stay healthy, which runs completely counter to what we'd like to be able to achieve, because helping patients stay well, helping them stay out of the hospital, and making sure they have good outcomes is good for patients, and it also will save money.
And of course, the sort of question in the minds of people who run hospitals is, well, if we're working to keep people out of hospitals, how are we going to stay in business? How do you change that, or how do you keep hospitals in business without, if you're trying to keep people out of hospitals?
Well, first of all, you start paying doctors and hospitals for managing patient care, not for delivering particular procedures. Because that's the problem with hospitals today, is they get paid on a procedure-by-procedure basis. So if somebody doesn't need back surgery, they lose money, as opposed to saying, we're going to pay you to help them manage their back pain. What we're going to have to do is have a different negotiation between hospitals and the people who pay them, to pay them differently in a way that will enable them to stay financially viable, but not to continue to deliver procedures that are really unnecessary.
I thought it was pretty interesting. You showed some slides of where Missouri fits in, and nationally in terms of cost and in terms of quality as well and outcomes. You said there's a lot of room for improvement in Missouri. Explain that.
There's a lot of room for improvement, both in terms of improving quality and reducing costs. So the data, which are limited, suggest that people are getting surgeries in Missouri higher than in a lot of other states, that people with chronic disease are being hospitalized more frequently than in a lot of other states. People are using the ER more frequently than other states. And what that represents is an opportunity to actually be able to improve care, save money without having to take anything away from patients that they actually need. Because patients with chronic disease don't want to be hospitalized.
And it strikes me that some of that, the sort of higher rates of hospitalizations and things in Missouri, might be that the state is more rural than a lot of the country. And someone in the crowd actually today asked about that. She said that she works in a rural area, and a lot of the patients aren't invested in healthcare, and you know, don't do what the doctor says, and then come back in with a worse problem. What do you do for rural areas in terms of reforming healthcare and making healthcare more accessible to people in underserved areas?
Well, I think providing good health care in rural areas is a real challenge. And there are a number of other states that are doing better than Missouri is, even with large rural populations. But it's because they are thinking about how to reinvent the way care is being delivered to be able to provide something that works for people in rural areas. If you have a system that pays doctors for office visits, then that forces patients to travel to a doctor's office to get care. If you say that's really a challenge for people in rural areas, let's figure out how we can bring care to them, how we could do stuff more over the telephone, through email, whatever ends up working for them, you may be able to get much better care for people in a way that works for them and potentially reduce costs. But you have to have a payment system that provides people the flexibility to say, let's design care the way it works for people rather than to fit into a very narrow model of the office visit. Because today we pay for office visits. That is literally all doctors are paid for. So if people wonder why they have trouble getting their doctor on the phone, it's because the doctor doesn't get paid for talking to you on the phone and actually loses money by talking to you on the phone, because it means they have to take time away from seeing a patient in the office.
Harold Miller, thanks so much for talking to me.
Sure. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.